The battle for the top award will be between boxer Charles Manucci and six-time winner Kirsty Coventry after the two were nominated in their various categories. The chairman of the judges panel, Titus Romuya, revealed that Manucci, who is the reigning sportsperson of the year, has been nominated among the finalists for the Sportsman of the Year award.
The first candidate there is Chingojoro Admire from karate. The second candidate is Manucci Charles from boxing. And the third candidate is Mhlanga Tangai Mighty from karate.
Coventry, who is arguably Zimbabwe's greatest ever sportsperson, has been nominated among the finalists for the Sportswoman of the Year award.
Sportswoman of the Year category. The first candidate there is Coventry Kirsty from swimming. The second candidate is Sinclair Helen Costa from bodybuilding. And the third candidate is Thornycroft Machine from rowing.
The winners of the various 16 categories will be vetted from where the overall Sportsperson of the Year award winner will be crowned from. All national sports associations were asked to submit their perceived outstanding athletes to be considered for the awards. However, Zomuya said they were very disappointed that some of the associations were not very, very cooperative.
There were a few associations that did not meet the deadline and one or two that did not even submit. And we want to continue encouraging those associations to please submit their nominations.
The Zimbabwe women's soccer team, the Mighty Warriors, are favorites to win the Team of the Year award following their qualification to the 2016 Rio Olympic Games in Brazil. The award winners will be announced on a day still to be made public by the Sport and Recreation Commission. Now to the game of football. Tomorrow, the curtain comes down on the 16-team Castle Lager Premier Soccer League assembly with the crowning of Chicken Inn as Zimbabwe champions in their game against Flame Lily at Lafarge Stadium. The Gamecocks won the championship last week, but it wait for another week to receive their trophy from Delta Beverages Marketing Director Maxen Karombo. The Zimbabwean champions, however, will have to wait a bit longer to receive their $100,000 prize money, which will be handed to them at a party to be hosted by Delta on December 13. However, focus of attention is on who will go down to Division 1 is either Cholocho Pirates on 30 points or Buffaloes on 29 points will be relegated. Cholocho Pirates will host Harare City while Buffaloes are at home to Dynamos. And Dimbare coach Tony Rindirai has promised no mercy for the Zimbabwe National Army side and says Dynamos want to finish the season on a roll. The other matches on this weekend's menu, which is the last in the Premier Soccer League program, are as follows: Chapungu versus Aumain, Capes United versus Wawa, Dongo versus FC Platinum, Wange versus Triangle, Highlanders versus ZPC Kariba. Then on Monday, a panel of selectors will meet in Harare to choose the 11 most outstanding footballers of the season. That is your guessing game on who will be among the 11 finalists. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.